Bienvenidos and welcome to Surviving Spanish with Karen, a short podcast with targeted lessons to complement your Spanish learning. This week, we're going to be looking at why I named the podcast Surviving Spanish with Karen. I'm going to teach you how to express emotions in Spanish, and you're going to learn about Peru. Thank you for joining me on episode 12. I'm super pleased to tell you that we have reached 1,000 listens on this podcast. I appreciate everyone who shared the podcast, and if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast and give me a 5-star rating so more people can hear about it. Recently, I was asked why I named my podcast Surviving Spanish with Karen. And there are a couple of reasons that I chose this name. First off, I wanted to make sure that people understand that studying a language is hard. You really have to survive your way through it. Now, I've been creating videos and content on Instagram for about 2 years now using the username Spanish with Karen, so I knew I wanted to incorporate that in the title of the podcast. Originally, I had thought of naming it Survival Spanish with Karen, but that made it feel like you're living in the jungle or something, like trying to survive. So a friend of mine suggested to switch it to Surviving Spanish with Karen to show like a solidarity with the struggle of learning a new language. If you've been learning Spanish for a while, you have definitely run into the issues of exceptions and rules that only apply sometimes. You've probably also run into irregular verbs and even differences in formality, which don't necessarily exist in all languages. So yes, this podcast is here to help you survive through the difficulties of learning Spanish while teaching you interesting facts about the Spanish-speaking countries. Now let's get to the Spanish part. This week, we're going to be learning about emotions and how to make sentences to express emotions in Spanish. We're going to focus on 15 emotions that I think are the most used in describing how we feel. We're also going to be looking at 2 ways to express emotion. One way you can express emotion in Spanish is by using the verb estar. And one way is to use the reflexive verb of sentirse. First, let's look at estar. Estar is one of the ways that we say to be in Spanish. In English, we use the verb to be when we say phrases like I am happy, I am proud, she is busy, we are tired. The verb to be becomes am, is, or are, depending on who you're talking about. In Spanish, something similar happens with conjugation, except that there are no repeats, and depending on who you're talking about, the word estar is different for each person. So to say I am happy, I say estoy feliz. Estoy includes the action of being, and the conjugation tells you it is I who is feeling the action. Estás ocupado means you are busy. Está orgullosa or orgulloso means she or he is proud. Notice that the verb está stays the same, but we know if it's male or female depending on the ending you use on the emotion. Notice again, está orgullosa, she is proud. Está orgulloso, he is proud. Then, to describe we or us feeling an emotion, we say estamos cómodos, which means we are comfortable. Notice that cómodo, the emotion, takes an S because we need to match in number and gender. And in this case, the number is plural. The last one we're going to look at is están. they are. And the example I'll use is están enamorados, which means they are in love. So to describe someone's emotion, we use estar conjugated like estoy, estás, está, estamos, or están, plus the emotion. Remember that this version of estar you usually already tells us who is doing the action. The other way to describe emotion is by using the reflexive verb sentirse, which means to feel. We're going to learn how to describe I feel and also how to say he or she feels. To talk about yourself, we would say me siento plus the emotion. For example, me siento cansada, which means I feel tired, or me siento satisfecha, I feel satisfied. Now, if you wanted to describe he or she feeling something, we would say se siente plus the emotion. Here, the important part is that you give the emotion the appropriate gender so we know if you're talking about a male or a female. For example, if we say se siente preocupada, we're saying she feels worried. But if we say se siente preocupado, we're saying he feels worried. Now is your turn to repeat. Estoy feliz. Estás ocupado. Está orgulloso. Estamos cómodos. Están enamorados. Me siento. Se siente feliz. Ocupado. Ocupada. Orgulloso. Orgullosa. Cómodo. Cómoda. Enamorado. Enamorada. Cansado. Cansada. Satisfecha. Satisfecho. Preocupado. Preocupada. Hablemos sobre Perú. Let's talk about Peru. Historically, Peru was the cultural bed of the Inca Empire that was known to be one of the most powerful tribes in South America. Many people travel to Peru to visit the Machu Picchu ruins, which are located in southern Peru. It is possible that travel to Machu Picchu will be much more controlled in the near future, as the amount of visitors it has begun to sink the ruins, and it could put at risk hundreds of years of history and anthropological evidence. One of Peru's most famous beverages is called Inca Cola. If you've never tried it, it's a yellow-colored soda that tastes very similar to cream soda. It's a very sweet flavor. Now, a very popular alcoholic beverage in Peru is called the Pisco Sour. I've never had it, but anyone who goes to Peru has told me it's a great drink. Peruvian cuisine is varied, featuring many staple dishes of Latino food, including ceviche. A Peruvian ceviche will generally include fish, whereas a Central American ceviche would usually include shrimp. I say try them all and decide for yourself which one is your favorite. One of my favorite Peruvian dishes is the empanadas. They do a great job of creating like a hand-sized dumpling that is usually filled with ground beef, cheese, a piece of boiled egg, and usually some raisins. I definitely recommend you try it. There are three official languages in Peru: Spanish, Quechua, and Aymara. There are also an additional 13 languages spoken near the Andes, with the possibilities of many sub-languages spoken by smaller indigenous groups in the region. If you're interested in learning about one of the most powerful and ancient civilizations of the Americas, you should definitely research the Incas of Peru. Thank you again for tuning into an educational episode of Surviving Spanish with Karen. Don't forget to subscribe to the episode or to the podcast. Share it with anyone you know who's learning Spanish. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. My Instagram profile is @SpanishWithKaren. And I'm able to help you with all types of Spanish work or Spanish questions that you have. So don't be shy and contact me. And as always, nos vemos la próxima semana.